This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Since October, residents in Frisco have reported 7 incidents where coyotes attacked humans. The last attack came more than a month after city officials captured an animal suspected in some of the attacks and launched a map to report sightings. Sam Kieschnick is with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department, and he's working with the city of Frisco to find out what's happening. Sam Kieschnick, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Justin.
What do we think is happening in Frisco? Why are all these attacks in a suburban area?
Yeah, so there in Frisco, we think that people were feeding the coyotes. With coyotes, it's an interesting thing. They have predictable behavior. And when we see unhealthy behaviors like this, we can associate that usually directly to these acts of habituation. So things like feeding them intentionally or unintentionally. When I say unintentionally, what I mean is leaving out trash or tossing out the chicken bones, leaving out pet food, and other things come to that pet food, like rats, like our feral cats or other critters.
Now, you're working with the city of Frisco to get to the bottom of these attacks. What do they have you doing, and what have you learned so far?
The city of Frisco is working also with Texas Wildlife Services to remove some of these unhealthy coyotes up there. And I have to emphasize something, too. For coyotes to attack a human is inordinately rare. It is very, very uncommon. So those are unhealthy coyotes that did this. And those coyotes have to be removed from the population.
And you say it's rare for coyotes to attack humans, but how rare is it, really?
To be honest with you, I had not heard in Texas of another coyote attack on a person. So very, very rare. Not to say that there weren't any, but weren't any that I knew of. And part of this goes back to their history, their evolutionary history. They were growing up with wolves, with mountain lions, with bears. So they were never the top predator. They had to live kind of in the margins and be secretive. So their best MO, their way to survive, was to stay out of the sight from other critters. So they have retained that. They don't like to be seen by people. And normally when you see a coyote in the Metroplex, you'll see the tail of a coyote because it's running off. Normal behavior in coyotes is to be quite secretive and elusive.
What advice would you have for someone if they encountered an aggressive coyote?
A great question. So first of all, if you see a coyote in the Metroplex, you don't have to freak out. If that coyote is used to people, more of an urbanized coyote, if it's showing behavior that could be considered bold, it doesn't run off, we like to encourage hazing techniques. Now, hazing, it sounds like a cruel thing, but what it means is we clap our hands, we make loud noises, and even with coyotes, again, it sounds cruel, but picking up an object and throwing it at them. There's a saying, no pain, no gain, with coyotes. We like to establish these normal behaviors of coyotes, and we do that through these hazing techniques.
And I'm guessing you don't even have to hit the coyote. Throw a branch in its direction.
Absolutely. We want to reinstate that fear that they have, the same fear that they had of the bigger critters than they were growing up.
I've read that coyotes are considered a keystone species. What does that mean, and how important are coyotes to the environment here in North Texas?
They are important. So coyotes are in that part of the food chain and the food web where they're eating those resources that are available, like our rats, like our rabbits, that if they were not here, we would see peaks, large population booms of rats and rodents and things like this. And with a keystone species, you don't know the consequences of losing it until it's too late.
The suburbs have been booming for some time in North Texas. And as more people continue to move to the suburbs, is it inevitable that we'll see more coyote attacks, or is there something that we can do to mitigate this from happening?
Yeah. So one of the things that I like to say is that by modifying our behavior, we can modify theirs. When we change a few of our normal activities, when we control our trash, when we bring in the pets from outside, responsible pet ownership, when we do these things, it's not just good for our pets and good for our neighborhoods, it's good for wildlife as well.
Sam Kieschnick is with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department. Thanks for being here.
My pleasure. Justin, thank you.